Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon podcast. This is our quick weekend update, and I would be remiss if I did not talk about Harrison Butker, who is a kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. And anyone who knows me knows I don't really watch a lot of Kansas City Chiefs football. So this was a whole new world for me. I think it's fantastic because people are just freaking out about the speech that he gave. He gave a commencement speech at a college in Kansas called Benedictine College. And while change.org got a hold of it, I didn't actually really pay much attention to them before this either. So everybody's kind of piquing each other's attention, right? So Change puts out this petition. First off, I will read this to you so you know what it says, because they are just wild about this. And you've probably heard of it. They say, okay, a change.org petition is calling on the Chiefs to dismiss kicker Harrison Butker for making several dehumanizing remarks during his commencement speech at Benedictine College on May 11th. Here's what the three-time Super Bowl champion said about women, Pride Month, COVID, abortion, and more. Okay, folks. He was at a Catholic college doing the commencement speech as a person of faith, and there's outrage. So I wanted to play you a little bit of the video that they connected to this tweet. Here it is.
I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. By making it to this moment through all the adversity thrown your way from COVID, I hope you learned the important lessons that suffering in this life is only temporary. As a group, you witnessed firsthand how bad leaders who don't stay in their lane can have a negative impact on society. While COVID might have played a large role throughout your formative years, it is not unique. Bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues. Things like abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as a growing support for degenerate cultural values in media, all stem from the pervasiveness of disorder. Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice.
I find it interesting that after watching that, the world erupts. And I find it interesting because he's not a politician and he doesn't tell you how to vote. He is telling you this is what biblical values are. I am someone who follows God. He clearly lives his life vertically. He looks up to the Lord and he doesn't look to around him to the masses who are going to criticize. Because let's face it, this guy, he's got a pretty impressive career. And now these people are calling to get him fired. And that kind of puts the kibosh on his whole, like, my wife can stay home and take care of my kids and we can have this happy family. Because then all of a sudden you're looking for what your career is. So, you know, the average person wouldn't take that risk. He is not living for society. He is living for the Lord. But people took this as, oh my goodness, he came out and he trashed abortion and he said that his wife found her place as being his wife, that that was what she looked forward to in life. And they just went crazy. He's just speaking truth, though. And if you're listening to what he's saying, or you listen to the left who says, well, you can speak your truth, and why are they so mad? But I find it funny that everybody has come out and talked about this as this controversial speech. Because I ask you, what's controversial about a man of faith going to a Catholic college and speaking about biblical values? It would be a controversial speech if it had been a drag queen at a college campus giving the commencement speech and talking about giving up all of your biblical values. But it wasn't. But society today can't take this. And to me, I sort of love it because I look at this and I say, this is what I've been saying. Stop saying that politicians are the only ones that should stand for things that go back to having value in your life. Instead, other people in culture, we the people, or even, dare I say, the people of God, the church, can come around and speak real truths. And for all the people who are complaining about the way he spoke about his wife, which was incredibly loving, and he got great praise for it. I want to play another clip here in a second. But I want to play this clip because he was not speaking down about his wife. And to make it clear, he never said women shouldn't have jobs. He said, you may be thinking about all of the positions you'll hold and the promotions, and many of you will go on to do great things in work. But he didn't say, you can't have the other. He made it very clear that there is something that women look forward to. And if you're not looking forward to this, the majority of you are lying. Because when I was a child, I remember quite clearly thinking about what it would be like to be a mother. I had dolls. I played with them. I put them in their cribs. I loved when we would visit my mom and dad's friends who had babies and I could hold them. When I was a very little girl, I thought about what it would be like to be a mom and with that, a wife. So this idea that it was so controversial that he said to these women, you're probably most excited about being a wife and a mother. Why wouldn't you have been? It's something that you innately feel, most of you. I'm not saying all of you, but heck, probably every little girl, when she's at home by herself as a child, is thinking about what she can do to be like mommy one day. Yet that was not acceptable, but it wasn't a cut down of women. Listen to what else he said.
That all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker. She's the primary educator to our children. She's the one who ensures I never let football or my business become a distraction from that of a husband and father. She's the person that knows me best at my core, and it is through our marriage that, Lord willing, we will both attain salvation.
The most important thing in his life is the next life, is salvation. And he believes that together they form three strands. He and his wife and God together, and they will achieve salvation together as a couple who is led by faith. I left all the clapping in there. You heard it. It went on for a long time. I left that in there because all of the outraged people should understand that the audience for this speech understood it. They got it. They said, that is true. That is what I want out of life. And it's okay. I wanted to talk about this because it is okay to feel that way. It is okay to come out and say, I want to get married. I want to have children. And I want a husband who lifts me up and says, I love the fact that she has embraced being a homemaker. And for all you women out there who think, I'm not going to be a homemaker, well, what is your house going to be like? I mean, we're all homemakers. And if you have kids and you work, you are a homemaker. And if you don't have kids and you work, you are a homemaker. And if you're married, you are a homemaker because you have a home and you keep your home in some sort of order, I would assume. So the fact that you have decided that being a homemaker, which is one role of many, is so offensive to you. What did we do in society to get to this point? I ask myself, because it is something that you can embrace, and it is not something that you will ever avoid, because making your home is still, your home is always there, no matter what else you're doing. It is one role of many. But there was like all these people, they believe they're victims. I wanted to play you someone's TikTok. I can't play all of it for you. She was at the speech. I can't play all of it for you because it's filled with the F word. But I don't think this part has any F words in it. So listen to what she says. She's a terrible victim of this commencement speech.
Getting married and having kids is not my ideal situation right now. So yeah, it was definitely horrible. And it definitely made graduation feel a little less special, knowing I had to sit through that and get told I'm nothing but a homemaker. So, but thank you all for congratulating me. It means a lot. I cried a little bit reading all y'all's comments, but yeah.
Oh my gosh. She had to sit through her commencement speech and hear that there is a role out there for her. She can have a job and she can love her home and love her family. There are so many students this year that don't get a commencement. They're not getting a speech. She had to sit there. I think she just wanted somebody to feel bad for her on TikTok. She's looking for the views. There's another woman on TikTok and she just goes crazy about this. She just can't believe this. She feels like she's not even in this time. I'm not going to play that video because I don't want to take up more of your time with these crazy people. But I do want to play one other part because he also talked about men. He addressed the men in the audience. So what you'll hear is that he addressed women, and then he talked about masculinity and how offensive this is because he addressed women and said, you can be something great and leave a legacy with your children and see salvation one day. But he said this about men.
The gentleman here today, part of what plagues our society is this lie that has been told to you that men are not necessary in the home or in our communities. As men, we set the tone of the culture, and when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation. Other countries do not have nearly the same absentee father rates as we find here in the U.S., and a correlation could be made in their drastically lower violence rates as well. Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy. You might have a talent that you don't necessarily enjoy, but if it glorifies God, maybe you should lean into that over something that you might think suits you better.
It's reminiscent of something when you hear that people want to come and take him off that stage and re-educate him. They want to get rid of him. They want to make sure that he doesn't exist anymore. They don't want him to be anywhere near football because he has wrong think. I mean, this is 1984. This book has been written. We've read this. We know exactly what's happening. These kids, they don't know. that that's what is happening. They don't know that big government schools and Big Brother has come in and said, you have to accept total chaos. That the norm, that family values, that the nuclear family, it's not good. And any man who listened to that and got uncomfortable, they got uncomfortable because they've been lulled into this sense of, I have to put myself into this room of sadness and I shouldn't try to have a relationship with women. And now society has become this place where we have soft men and angry women. And that is the response that is so clear from this. I've seen a lot of conservatives come out and defend him as well. I've seen a lot of people who are saying, well, wait a minute, these are biblical teachings. This is Christianity. And I am defending him as well, because what he said was not nasty. It was not controversial. It did not go after anyone who did not deserve it from the government standpoint. Joe Biden? Yeah. He stood at an abortion rally and he had the sign of the cross. I mean, what in the world? I think he made a very good point. You cannot be certain things. Society wants to tell people a girl can be a boy. A Catholic can be pro-choice. Society wants to tell you that men don't need to be masculine, that women should wear the pants in the family, and that people don't need each other. But it's not true. Monogamy is a beautiful thing. Having someone to live the rest of your life with is a wonderful thing. And the reality is that if you are so science-based, there are plenty of studies out there that will tell you that women and men belong together, that people look for a relationship. They need companionship. I mean, look at what happened during COVID. We found that there were people who were in nursing homes who died of a broken heart. Companionship is not something to be ashamed of. It's not something to shy away from. Motherhood is not something to be mocked. And the reality of this is that this man spoke from the heart. He spoke of biblical values, and he was mercifully mocked by the left, who is desperate for you to say, I don't need any of that. When in reality, science would show that you absolutely do. And it can be the most beautiful part of life. And I will say that when I did get married, it was the best day, because I knew that I was joining with someone who was going to live life with me, who was going to go off on that journey. All the things that I had learned in my childhood home from my parents, now I had to take that and be out on my own and function as a human. And I had somebody to do that with me. And then I got to build a family. And that first day in the hospital with my oldest daughter was incredible. The fact that we want to belittle that and say that it has no value, well, that is just not acceptable. So, in conclusion, live your faith. Live your values. Do not be shy about them. I'm so glad that people like Harrison Butker are out there saying things like this, because I'm hoping it gives the rest of the church the freedom to go out and speak like this as well and say, you know what? I'm not okay with this. I'm not okay with that. And I do think that this is the right way to live. So be empowered. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for tuning in to the Tudor Dixon podcast. For other episodes, go to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and come back Monday. We'll see you then. Thank you. Have a blessed weekend.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.